morning to Lisa Meyer, who is the executive director, and Angie Evans, events coordinator, is it? Or is yes. there more that goes?
Event coordinator, that's it.
She needs a fancier name, that's not.
Okay. All right. So, Lisa, we hear you are leaving.
Yes.
We hate to hear that, but moving back to Discover Wisconsin. Really?
I am. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I had the opportunity to cut back on my workload a little bit and work remote and travel the state a little bit. And I love doing that role. Came back here to Green Lake to live and took on the chamber role to kind of get ingrained in the community. And now it's time to have some time with my grandbaby as well.
know, that was the part that threw me for a loop. I didn't realize you were grand.
Oh, yeah.
So is a brand new grandchild?
Yeah, he's 8 months old.
He's
oh,
so
really?
Cute.
Yeah, little Dawson. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Are you spoiling them already?
Oh,
or?
Oh yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
No, I get to, you know, today I'm on my way down to see them, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to ask you where they live, but, you know.
Oh, it's not far. They're in okay. Portage, so it's not.
Oh, really?
It's
the gateway
50 minutes.
To the north, right?
Yeah, through Amish country.
That sign always threw me, you know. You go through Portage, and it's like, gateway to
where?
The north. What? What? Like the belly button of Wisconsin, you know. So,
midpoint.
Yeah, anyway. But so you've got about a week left?
I do, yes. Next Friday's my last day. So, yeah, that's going to be exciting, but sad because I love my team and working there in the community. It's just a beautiful, beautiful community. So, you know, we're talking about job fairs today. So if anyone's interested in applying for my job as the executive director, come on in and fill out an application or just get online and send that over to our president. So
what kind of a person are you looking for?
You
get to talk about yourself here,
I do a little bit. We're jumping. Yeah, it is all about hiring, you know, in our community. And it's hard right now. I think if you're looking to have a really diverse job and wearing a lot of hats, you know, we go, you know, we plan 40 some events a year. There's a lot of event planning, which thank goodness to Angie. She's our leader on that now. And then you're doing economic development and you're doing, you know, book work, QuickBooks, all of that fun stuff, working with the community and the businesses. So we wear two hats, Chamber of Commerce, and we're a tourism entity more so than Chamber.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised after I found out about the Green Lake Chamber. It's like you guys really do roll out the events every year. It's amazing. So.
Yes. It's fun though.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Yeah. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah.
So.
She's young. I'm getting tired.
All right. Now, speaking of events and jobs, you actually have the Hire Me Now event coming up at the Heidel House Hotel and Conference Center. Almost 2 weeks away. It's a little under 2 weeks away, right?
So I wanted to mention how this evolved. So back when COVID hit, the chamber landed a grant, the ARPA funds. So one of the initiatives was for us to find more workforce for our summer help, especially in the summer with our tourism industry. So we received that grant, and one of the grant requests was to put this job fair on. So we pulled in all the school districts and said, hey, this is a great opportunity to get our businesses some help for the summer. So we're in our third year. So I'm pretty proud of it. Last year, we had 200 students attend from the Berlin, Princeton, Marquezan, and Ripon school districts.
But you're also looking for employers, right?
I'll let Angie talk about the new piece.
So the new piece this year is we're doing an adult job expo from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Heidel House. It's free. We actually have 18 businesses that are going to be a part of this. Some of them are like the Golf Course of Lasonia, DeChola Center, I Do Decorating in Ripon, Crossroads, Alambrio, Culver's of Ripon, Boys and Girls of the Tri-County area. We have so many different businesses that are looking for work. And I feel like not only students need to find a, you know, summer job, but I feel like adults now are trying to find, you know, a new.
And it could be that teacher that loves to work in the summer, too.
Yes.
So, you know, or they're seasonal. But that's new. I felt the need. People were asking, hey, you know, I'm not looking for young students. I need people, you know, like I do decorating. She's just doing the PM session from 3 to 6, but she's looking for people to help set up for weddings and do the decorating. Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, like the title says, Hire Me Now, you could actually have walk away from that with a job, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last year, the businesses put out, basically had cards to hand out, had them write down if they're interested on a spreadsheet, like, hey, we're connecting, let's get things going. So when they found someone, they would make a note and make sure they connected. And there were some that
did, find jobs for the summer and are still there, right, which is awesome. So,
well, you never know when a temporary situation can work into a full-time situation.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. So we're hoping that people will come. I mean, we've been advertising it, and, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, I feel like you don't see a lot of job fairs for adults anymore. So I think it's really important for people to come on out, even if you're just curious.
Looking. Yeah. You know, it was interesting. I was one of our newest members, Ripping Window and Doors. She came in, and she was saying they were looking for young kids to help clean up and pick up and just be their runner. And it was interesting because one of their employees did that one summer, and he is just excelling in that industry. So getting those people in that trades industry, you may not know your career path right now as a junior, senior. All of a sudden you're in this, and all of a sudden you could become the owner and buy them out someday when they're, when they're ready to hand it down. So that happens.
Or maybe you start a computer company in your garage. You never know.
Make billions of dollars.
Right. So
dream.
All right. So for some of these students or kids, it's going to be their first job. What do they need to bring along with them?
So we do not require, they can bring their resumes. The counselors recommend they get all, they dress nice, they come, they're ready to get hired. So some of them will have resumes. One of the things that we do, and maybe Angie wants to talk about, but we have breakout sessions. This isn't just about a job fair. It's about educating our students, not at the adult part, but the student section. We have three breakouts for them. And the first one we do is customer service, learning how to shake a hand, how to look people in the eye. You're the first. It's more about Green Lake and hospitality, being welcoming, getting our guests in our community, like when they're there, making them feel welcome and going the extra mile. So that's our piece. And the other two.
And then the other two, one is HR oriented. So like how to fill out a resume, paperwork for when you get hired. And then the other one is more like money related, financial. So how to like save your money and stuff. So which I think is awesome because I feel like when I was in high school, we never really got,
hands-on
stuff like this. I mean, we had some classes, but I think it's important for students to learn. So,
and thanks to Fortify Bank, they're doing those two little sessions. The financial literacy last year, I had to laugh. My sister-in-law, Kathy Hargrave, did it with Thrivent Financial, and the first thing she asked the kids were, all right, all of you, how many of you go out to lunch for school? You have a campus, open campus, you can go to lunch. And like half the class raised their hands, and one of them, she goes, how much do you spend? You go every day. And there was one girl that had her hand up, and she's like, every day I go to Quick Trip. And Kathy's like, how much are you spending every day? And she threw the number out, and Kathy multiplied it and said, this is how much you're spending a year. And they were like, oh, and she's like, if you save this, so that's the kind of examples they're going to teach these kids that, hey, here's how to move forward and plan.
And then there's also a student panel at the end that works with, is it CISA?
CISA 6 will be there.
So they talk about like the youth that have been going through that apprenticeship program and talk about how it's important to just find something and roll with it. So we had five students last year.
On that panel.
And some of them are just so impressing too. You're just like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would say that some of the softer skills are the ones that kind of
need
escape the younger kids, you know?
Yeah.
But you need those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We stress in our little session about, I think it's more about like picking up the phone, being more engaged one-on-one. If you see a customer and you don't have the answer, say yes to everything and say, I'll find out versus I don't know. And then the customer I literally was standing at a business in Green Lake and a person walked up. It was two young ladies. They just arrived to Green Lake and they went and asked the front person at the where they greeted and where can we go to find, there's music or there's something going on and can we walk? And the person just kind of looked at him like, no, you can't walk. You have, and they just kind of said nothing. And the girls walked away and rolled their eyes. And I stood there and I'm like, this is it. We have to help educate these yes. front desk or these, you know, greeters and these businesses, because that can't happen, you know? Yeah. And so
you are the ambassador, whether yeah. you like it yes. or not, you
You're
know,
the face. So. Yeah,
it's about being hospitable and, you know, when you go somewhere, when you have a negative impact, it yeah. sticks
People
with you.
People remember that, and then they won't go to that business or whatever. So
that's one of our biggest, you know, things. Last year, we had a young lady who had went through Disney and worked at Disney. Mm-hmm. And talk about, she was full of lots of great knowledge, because that's their number one thing, you know, customer service.
Mm-hmm. Learn how to make change.
Yeah.
Yes. Right?
You know what? There are some people that can't do that, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. But,
all right. So for the younger kids, do they need work permits? What do you need?
Yes.
14 or 15, you have to have a work permit?
So Fortify Bank does go over that if you need a work permit. When I was young, we used to go to the city or somewhere. I can't remember where she said you have to file for that.
That I don't know.
I forget. But you do need your work permit. So mm-hmm. she talks about that at the workshop, along with resume writing and filling out your forms. But
okay. Now, I realize that you have sections for students and mm-hmm. and the kids and then the adults. But basically, what are the hours? This is on Thursday the 25th at Correct. The Heidel House,
yes.
right?
So it starts at 8:30 for the student section and goes till 11. Mm-hmm. And then there's a gap. And then from 3 to 6 is the adult. Mm-hmm. So and they can come and go as they please, too, especially for the adult portion.
Just come in and...
But on the Chamber's website, you have a breakdown
yes.
for both
yes.
of those, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So like when they can come, we're having donuts and the goodies for the students. And then when each breakout session is, and they will be rotating too. So
I want to stress that, you know, Berlin and Marcus Ann Rippon, Princeton, I had some issues to get the kids over this year. But this is open to all students. So if you're homeschooled or you're at all like eighth graders and up, this is for you. So if you're homeschooled or at a church like mm-hmm. Peace Lutheran and Green Lake, this is for everyone. Even if you're outside our region and you're in Fond du Lac, we want to, you know, if it's in driving distance for you to get a job and work this summer for the student section, come in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we have to wrap things up. Lisa, good luck to you.
Hey, thank you.
Angie, I hope your next boss is half as nice.
I know. Me too, and fun.
But thank you both for talking about yeah. Hire Me Now. We appreciate that.
You bet.
Thank you.
And that is Lisa Meyer and Angie Evans of the Green Lake Area Chamber of Commerce joining us this morning. We appreciate them doing that.